Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast
with your friends, Steph and Sean.
You might hear an overshare or two, or too many.
I feel a bit like I'm back in my university days. Like I'm reading a book to try and get through it so that I can write the essay about it in time to start reading the next book to write the essay. Except that there's no essay at the end, and these books are just completely addicting, and I can't put them down.
What kind of books? Are they all part of a series, or what are you reading?
They're Ooh. Called, like, The House of Night, and they're about vampires.
Oh, yes. You're one of those.
I don't want to be one of those. I'm so embarrassed. But, like, somehow this weekend I read three books. Like, nearly. I'm just about done the third. And, like, 800 pages later.
Oh, my.
Nothing's done. My house isn't clean. Like, all of the things I set out to do this weekend. When my alarm went off at 4 this morning, I was like, is it supposed to be going off today? Oh, yeah. It's Monday. I have a job. I cannot live in the vampire world any longer.
Sexy vampires aren't coming to save you from the bad people anymore. You have to come to work with me now. I'm sorry I look like this, but I'm not a sexy vampire.
Maybe we could get you bitten. I hear that they get better looking as they...
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Where we broadcast here in Fort McMurray, we have the luxury of being a floor up on the second floor of like a plaza, strip mall kind of area. And that leads to a lot of prime people watching.
Yeah, we've got this bird's eye view of what's going on, who's getting a ticket for being here for longer than an hour and things like that. But also at their skills or lack thereof of brushing the snow off their cars.
Yeah, it's hilarious because the past couple days it's just been snowing like crazy. So then you and I will just venture over to the window from time to time and we'll just watch people and see who's a good citizen that actually does clean off their car and who does not clean off their car.
Who snaps their wipers and gets in and who cleans off the roof? The roof is like the real sign of a good citizen.
Big time. And one thing that I judge people on as well is like whenever they're cleaning off the snow is if they start clearing off the windshield at the bottom instead of the top. Because if you do it at the bottom, all the stuff from the top is just going to continue to fall down.
Yeah, that's kind of a wonder. That's like you probably start painting from the bottom too. Bad choices. But I think, Sean, like now that we've told everybody, we should get some judging cards and you know, stand in the window and be like, 10 out of 10,
oh, that's so fun.
You did your whole car and you did it well. And where'd you buy that snow brush? And we can be like, 5 out of 10, you cleaned off your back window, but not your roof.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
I think the mask hides like a multitude of sins.
A multitude of sins?
Like, you can be like yawning, you're like, man, you're boring. You can have like an itchy nose, you can just move your face around.
True, yeah, I get what you're saying now.
Yeah, you can be like you, where you're like, oh, I haven't trimmed my mustache in a while, I'm just gonna chew on these little hairs.
Yep.
Nobody knows.
No, yeah. If our boss is listening, I don't do this. I do the yawning thing in meetings a lot when I have the mask on. I don't do good in meetings. That's why I don't think I have an office job. It's just because, like, I'm not a meeting type of person.
Get me out of here. This could have been an email. But yesterday, I was walking, actually, with our boss, just down in, like, River Station here. And somebody, like, let out the biggest burp behind their mask.
Oh, no.
Like, it was so gross. It sounded awful. I'm not going to do it. Not going to imitate him.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't say excuse me. It was like the mask he thought masked the sound.
The sound.
Or, like, we didn't know it came from him. Yeah. And, like, my boss was just like, gross.
That is so nasty. Like, throw that mask away immediately.
Right? And like, I don't know, I just feel like it's like you like forget that there are other people around you and bodily functions still have noise and there's just so many things where like the mask masks a lot, but it doesn't mask everything.
For real? Like when I have a coffee and I put a mask on afterwards, I'm like, oh, coffee breath into the mask. I can't imagine just a giant burp afterwards.
Ew, don't imagine it, Sean. Don't do it.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Too much of one topping on a sandwich can sometimes be absolutely amazing or absolutely horrific.
Yeah, like when you get double meat, you're like, oh, actually, this is too much meat.
Oh, I was gonna be like, yeah, that's incredible.
Really? No, I'm like, too much. I want double cheese for sure. But
okay.
Double meat is like, ugh, why'd I do this? Why'd they even slice this into lunch meat? It's just all one thing.
Okay, well, we'll differ there. But another thing that I think we'll agree on, because I think I know you, is too much mayo on a sandwich.
No mayo on a sandwich is ever good.
Oh, you don't like mayo at all?
I don't like it at all.
Okay. Well, yesterday I bought a sandwich and took my first bite, and instantly when the bread squished together, like everything squished together, yep, when I was holding it, out like the back of the sandwich and the sides of it was just like mayo.
Oh, I can
coming
picture
out
this.
Of the sandwich. And this is like a trusty place that I've gone to, and I've ordered this sandwich lots before. And so like I was not expecting it at all. Like I've gone, this is one of my favorite ones kind of thing. And so it's just like, oh, the new person making it or something? Or what, were they, did they close their eyes when they slapped the mayo on or something? I'm still going to go back there. I'm still going to order the sandwich plenty of times more in the future kind of thing. But just this one-off of this one. And it's, so I literally had to grab a paper towel and just like scrape the sides after every bite.
No, that's just so gross.
Ugh. Like I like a nice spread.
Yeah.
On it.
Just to make it waterproof so it doesn't like...
A little bit.
Wet. I hate that.
Yeah, I don't like when I squish the bread together, all of a sudden it's just squeezing out the sides.
Well, I think too, like sometimes when you're making a sandwich, you're like, I'm going to do them a favor. I'm going to put like, you know, like when you get a bagel from Tim Hortons and the bagel is like an inch thick because there's cream cheese. You're like,
oh,
it's really nice that you put this much cream cheese on it. But actually, I just like a modest spread to enjoy the bagel. I can't enjoy it anymore. Same with mayo. You're like, it's really nice that you're like, I'm going to do them something good. I'm going to give them extra mayo. And you're like, but I don't want extra mayo. Everything has its own amount that it's supposed to have. And that is just extra.
And the one thing, just with this giant beard that I have right now, the mayo is literally everywhere, all over my beard. I was like, thank goodness I'm eating this at home right now.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Last time my husband and I watched a movie. It was called The Best of Me. It was like one of those Nicholas Sparks ones. And so, you know, it's going to be a love story and like unrequited love and something sad always happens. And he's watching it and he chose it. But throughout the whole movie, he was just like, what the heck? These actors are only 5 years apart in real life. They can't play their young self and then have a new, like, old self. It was just like, he was angry.
Picking apart the movie that he picked?
Yes, the entire time. And he was like, there was too many things happening and just like really frustrated with it. And I was like, okay, like, it's over now. We can go to bed. So I, of course, usually go to sleep first and he usually stays up and reads. And I look over at him and he has a notebook. And I was like, oh, what are you writing about?
Took some notes during the movie? Or?
No, he was rewriting the ending.
Oh my goodness.
He was like, I couldn't handle it. I have to come up with something better.
That is wild. Was he going to ship it to the like director afterwards?
Maybe. I don't know.
The person who wrote the movie?
It's been like, what, probably 10 years since that movie came out. And like Nicholas Sparks, he's like well known for writing good books slash movies. So I'm not sure what his plan was. Yeah,
I actually kind of respect it. So that's awesome.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean. Level up your lexicon.
Learned a new word yesterday, Sean, and I would like to expand your vocabulary.
Bring it on. I always welcome this. I always love to expand my vocabulary as well.
All right. The word is furoshiki.
Furoshiki. That is different. I've definitely never heard of that before. So the first thing that comes to my mind right off the bat, furoshiki is almost like a product, like a knockoff Roomba, but I don't think that is really what this is about.
Like collect fur, like a pet Roomba?
Yeah, it would be, that's what I'm kind of thinking, right? Fur came into my mind, pets, dogs, vacuums, cleaning up. That's where my mind went immediately. But now as I'm saying it out loud a little bit more, does it have to deal with like feng shui, like kind of vibes?
Whoa.
Like maybe like, oh, I like the furoshiki of this room.
You might be onto something with the word feng shui, but not on of the room.
Oh, okay. Furoshiki of the outdoor living space.
Okay. No, but I will help you out here. So furoshiki is the Japanese art of wrapping presents with material. So okay. The first word furrow is bath, and the last word is to spread out. And basically they used to have public baths, and they would tie all of their things together and take them with them to the bath. And so now, though, it's like if you want to be good to the earth and you want to wrap your presents a different way, you can wrap them furoshiki style and just use a piece of material. Then the person can reuse it for a different present or maybe as a tea towel or something. Furoshiki.
Oh, okay. So like wrap presents in like toilet paper or
no material.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like a tea towel or maybe like a nice flat scarf you would tie up and be like, here's your present, but aha, it's also a usable scarf.
Oh, okay. I'm catching on now. Thank you for that, for furoshiki.
You are welcome. Now you wrap your girlfriend's presents for Christmas furoshiki style.
Yes.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
And a huge trend in the NHL is creating content other than just pumping out news about your team.
Okay. So what we did see, like Connor McDavid being like, ah, look at my giant mansion last week.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like more like Connor branding a little bit, like him and his wife branding, because she's an interior designer.
Right.
So I think that's separate. But I'm talking more about, like, say, if the Oilers were just to say, we've made a trade, we've cut this guy, we've signed this person, like just pumping out news. Now they have to start like market the team a little bit, brand the team. And one way that they're doing that, at least in the NHL, is a lot of teams are getting team dogs.
Oh, okay.
And it is fantastic. And it is A-plus content around the world.
So what are the dogs doing? Like, are they just showing pictures of them and they're like in jerseys, or are they digging for treats, or like what's their deal?
Yeah, precisely. So they have like the team jersey on, and then I think a lot of them are training to be like service dogs within the building. And then with professional sports being stressful and whatnot, if you're maybe on a slump of like not scoring goals or losing games, you could probably get in your head a little bit, and to have like a nice little dog around. So it just shows the dog interacting with all the players. Oh. Maybe like some quality content on the ice, just like hanging out with the guys, or like when practice is done, just like coming out, and then in the locker room and everything. And I will say it's not a coincidence that a lot of the teams that are adopting these dogs are actually doing good on the ice as well.
Okay, so you are wearing a Ducks hat right now. You always talk about the Red Hot Ducks. Did they have a dog?
They don't, and I need to write them a letter and let them know that if they want to continue to be red hot and have success for the rest of the year, maybe consider adopting a dog. And I'll also say the former McMurray Oil Barons, if they want to go deep into the playoffs, team dog, think about it.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Hey, remember the other day when I had this like theory of moisturizing and how people who use moisturizer all the time, your body now depends on it.
Yeah, they need to moisturize, otherwise they're going to get extra dry.
Yeah, I think I might have jinxed myself because I had to start moisturizing yesterday.
Oh my gosh, this guy was like, I don't put any moisturizer on my hands, I don't do my lip chap, nothing.
I have an excuse. It was because when I was sick last week, I was blowing my nose a lot, and I would grab whatever was closest to me. So if it wasn't a soft Kleenex, it was like a rough paper towel, or maybe like a rough like a toilet paper or something. Just anything, like sneezing or whatever. And now, through the course of time, and a little bit this week, I have a little bit of a runny nose.
Yeah.
It's gotten, like, crusty.
Oh.
And, like, I think there's Kleenexes that have, like,
lotion in them.
I need to get those.
You do. You'll know for next time, but next time you'll probably be cocky again and be like, I don't need moisturizer. My hands are fine.
Well, yeah, it'll be 2 years down the road and I'll forget about it.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Got home from work yesterday and discovered something was not right. There was a trail in the snow of little green leaves, and they went from the garbage can all the way over, up the walk, up the stairs, and to the front door.
Oh, no. Oh.
And
indoor plant? That's what it's coming to my mind.
Yeah, indoor plants. We're bad plant parents, I guess. So I said to my husband the night before last, oh man, we haven't watered the plants in a really long time. I think Mr. Norfolk looks like he's having a rough go. This fern is really having a bad day. And so I walked around and watered them. And I guess he decided that the fern was having such a bad day that it had fully kicked the bucket.
Oh, no. Didn't he even consult you before kicking it out?
He did not. I just had to come home and see the evidence.
That's heartbreak right there.
Its leaves trailed along. Thankfully, though, when I did walk in the door, he was also vacuuming because, of course, the trail that the leaves left out in the snow also were left all throughout my house.
So he cleaned up half the murder scene. It was just like the inside part. He still needed to get to the outside part.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. Exactly. I got home too soon, I guess.
All right. We'll say a quick prayer for baby Fern.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
I ran into a very intense situation at the grocery store the other day. Now, I find a lot of times when I'm like scrolling online and I see somebody kind of yelling about their ideals and their anger at the world.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh dear, thank goodness I don't have to listen to you in real life.
Yeah.
But this person had decided to come out from behind his keyboard and actually go out into the world.
Oh no.
And so he was at like the cash register next to mine, and the girl who was cashing me out was so scared. Her back was to him and she kept tensing up every time he spoke.
Oh yeah.
And he was kind of yelling about, you know, the government and taxes and stuff.
Classic, yeah, yeah.
And I was, you know, I was standing there and I was like, I don't know how to help you because I am not really somebody that could stand up to this big burly man with the big beard and the anger. And as well, like we both were just kind of communicating with our eyes, like, what's he doing now? Like, are you okay?
It is an odd situation to be in.
Yeah, and I kind of just like was like, I don't want to be in here either. So I finished cashing out and I said, stay safe. And I walked away. And then, of course, like spent the rest of the evening thinking, how could I have diffused this situation or how could I have helped them better? And, you know, then you just kind of are like, oh, my goodness, humanity, we're having a hard time right now. But then I went to see Tom Jackson.
Oh, yes. That's
who is
right.
At Keanu. Yeah. And he just like, you know, his show is so filled with love and just like moments of really beautiful humanity. And he told so many great stories about different kind of angels in his life that had made a difference. And I was like, thank God I came here because I needed this. But as well, just a big reminder to be kind because it is really scary to be stuck, you know, in these situations. And I hope somebody has some advice for how to diffuse it because I really didn't know what to do.
Yeah, because you, like you're saying, you hear so many of those situations and like you don't know if they're just stories or hearsay and whatnot. But then to actually experience it in person has to be like a whole nother thing. And then you want to help and you want to be like, hey, man, it's going to be okay. Like, don't worry. We'll just continue doing what we're doing. We'll get through it. But then how do you even approach someone like that and kind of diffuse everything? It's just different.
Totally. And I feel like I've read a lot of books. Like, I've read the Crucial Conversations book about diffusing situations and conflict management. And I was just like, out of my league. I've lost all my training in the moment. I must flee. Get out of here. But very scary at times like that. Like, hey, man, I'd prefer you'd stay behind your keyboard, but really I'd prefer that you'd find a way to be less angry.
Yeah, be kind, please.
I was listening to your comment about the loud gentleman at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated bringing it up because that's really scary and you handled it really well. I just think it was really, really cool that you handled it so well. If you didn't feel worried about your safety, I might have also said to him, like that you hope his day gets better or something like that. Because I know as someone that has struggled with mental illness, I find when someone just shows you that little bit of kindness, it can change so much in your day. But if you felt, you know, worried for your safety, I wouldn't have approached him, of course. But I just wanted to throw that in there. But I thought you handled it really well. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thanks, Heather. And yeah, thank you so much for the advice. I think you're right. It would just probably diffuse the situation a little bit with some kindness for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did really well.
Yeah.
Those situations are always kind of awkward. So, but yeah. Anyway, so I just wanted to call in. I love your show. I listen to it every day, and it's on my way to work. I have to drive half an hour, so it's really cool.
Aww. You are so kind. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening, and please do call us anytime. We love to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. You guys take care. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks Heather. Take care.
Bye.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
The ever-evolving saga of the heat in my basement suite took another turn yesterday.
Is it even extra hot now? Is it at like 26 instead of 24? Or what's going on?
Yeah, so it's a little cooler.
Whoa, yeah. Sean, this is unexpected.
Mm-hmm. So I was just rummaging through some things, and I found a ladder in the garage. And I have like 12-foot ceilings down there, however tall they are. And so, lo and behold, took the ladder and I closed the fans a little bit, or all the way, actually.
Whoa.
One in my bedroom, two in the kitchen that I have there. And lo and behold, it actually cooled down a little bit.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the lengths you will go to not to talk to your neighbor and ask them to turn it down. Instead, you find a 12-foot ladder, get up on it in your NyQuil hangover, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to close these registers instead of knocking on the door and saying, can you turn the heat down?
Oh, yeah. It's so much better. I don't want to deal with that conflict.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Over the weekend, I got a lot of random emails into my like regular email folder, not just my promotions folder. And I was like, who are these people? What is going on?
Do you use Gmail?
Yeah, I use Gmail. So like usually it sorts it, right? Where I'm like, okay, yeah. If I want to see about some sales, they're over there. If I want to see like my banking information, it's over here.
Yeah, yeah. So they found a way to filter through the Gmail process with
you? Yes. And not only that, they were like emails from like people, like it said like their name, but then they were just constantly trying to sell me weird Canva packages for like graphic design and then investment packages. And I had to like search them in my email. I'm like, where did you even come from? How did you get in here?
Like, what did I like one time subscribe to like 7 years ago that now you're reaching out every Black Friday or?
Right. Like it was kind of like they like must have taken an email list course on how to manage things, but then just got really excited because I must have signed up from a podcast I listened to in June of 2019. Ooh. That's the last time I got an email from them, and it was a welcome email. And then over the weekend, 20 emails
from them.
Just from them.
That one person.
That one person in my inbox trying to sell me everything of their Black Friday deals. Nope. And then after Black Friday ended, it was Cyber Monday. And then after Cyber Monday ended, they emailed me and said Cyber Monday continues to Tuesday.
You know what continues me unsubscribing from you? Get out of here.
Right?
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
So my husband's basically been isolating from me for a full week. He did get a COVID test. He's totally fine, but he didn't want me to catch his cold, and I appreciated that. So.
Oh, what a guy.
I know.
And there's something going around for sure, because I was out of commission last week. Your husband's been out of commission. We've even had, I think, one or two other people in the office that have been staying home a little bit.
And I would just like to say, you should give a big kudos to my immune system, living with my husband and spending 5 hours a day with you and still being healthy.
Oh. You got some wonders over there. You're doing good.
But also, my husband's amazing, because he literally moved over to the couch and he just stayed there. He put some sheets down and pillowcase, and like I brought him his soup every day, and he never kind of left there. He even moved his toothbrush so that it wasn't next to mine in the toothbrush holder. Good guy.
Is he a germaphobe?
A little bit. And yesterday, you know when you kind of reach the end of your cold and you're like, I can no longer sit in these germs? That's what happened to him. Oh. I walked in the house. He was vacuuming. The washer and dryer were both going. The dishwasher was sanitizing his dishes. And he was like dressed and ready for life of walking around the house and not just staying on his couch anymore. And he was asking me where the germ killer Febreze was, because he couldn't stand to sit on that couch for another second.
There we go. Just flushing everything out. Whatever he touched, he's just reusing and like kind of re-cleaning everything and starting like a whole new world inside your home again.
Yes, because you know, like the man cold is a real thing, and that's definitely what he has had. It was deepened.
You've been doing a little bit of an imitation of the voice of his man cold, and I've been hearing a little bit. I think it's hilarious. I think you need to show everyone else. Like, what was some stuff that he was complaining about that is just so funny?
Oh man, it was like, I can't go outside. You want me to shovel?
You want me to put on clothes and take a step outside?
I can't do it.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Want to connect with Steph and Sean?
Get in the mix. Join them every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 and call or text 780-791-1037.